Let me tell you how it's going to be, Chovansky. We're going to walk into this bank and gain control of 17% of the country's financial assets. Sal will be there with his lawyer to sign the papers, thinking it's all under his Big Six umbrella. But in fact, he will be signing it over to us. The collective assets of the Big Six, the new bank merger, everything.
He's not going to be happy.
Neither will his partners when they find out what he's done. We will offer him two retirement options. He will accept the long-term plan, and his former partners will be his problem.
And that's what this has been about? All the lives lost or destroyed so you could take over the frickin' Six?
I don't want the reins. I'm just taking them away from five old men who are no longer leading the country to a better tomorrow. The new leaders will rise from within the corporate foundation you and I have built. The Big Six will no longer exist. And this time, we can groom the new leaders, make sure they stay on course.
And the money means nothing, right? It's all for America. Tambi Baker, patriot.
Pick a side, Chovansky.
I'm on her side. I've set up a failsafe, Tambi. If anything ever happens to me or Francine, King Enterprises will come down hard, and you along with it.
Do you really think that's necessary?
Let her go, Tambi. She's not a factor. She doesn't know anything.
Funny. That's exactly what Darcy said when we found you in Hawaii. How did that work out for you, Miss Miracle? Francine Peters has been a part of this since the day you ran from me in Hawaii and showed up on her doorstep. You made that decision, not me. She'll never be safe until this is sealed. Neither will you. Not as long as the Big Six exists. We can put an end to all that right now. You and me. When we're done with this meeting, the two of you can walk away and never look back. You don't have to be a part of the new organization if you don't want to. I'll buy you out and ensure your privacy. You're safe, Katina. And very rich. You have my word. She'll be waiting for you when you come back. Come on. 20 minutes. Then, paradise.
Kachu. No.
How many more friggin' papers you got? I'm gonna friggin' writer's cramp here.
Just a few more, Mr. Cucciani.
Jeez, you'd think I was a friggin' celebrity. All these autographs. Look at me, I'm freaking Frank Sinatra here. Oh, what a day, gentlemen. What a day. Ladies, you done good. I gotta admit, you built something from nothing, and that's something in my book. Better yet, you were smart enough to know when to bring it under my umbrella. That's smart. Keep things simple and eliminates conflict. You know what I'm talking about? There. Is that it? Are we done?
Yes, sir, Mr. Cucciani. I believe that does it.
Good. My freaking hand's going numb here. I'm gonna drink my left tonight.
We're finished, Miss Barker.
Do you have what you need, Robert?
Yes, ma'am. We have everything.
Well, if you gentlemen will excuse me, I have to attend my granddaughter's Christmas pageant. Can you believe it? Christmas time already. Where does the time go? Counselor, good work.
Thank you, sir.
Miss Chovansky. Very impressive, ladies. Very impressive. You tried something new, and you delivered the goods. I like that. You got moxie. I wish I had more men like you. We made a lot of money today.
Some of us did.
What's that?
You should read what you signed, Sal.
What are you talking about? What the hell is she talking about?
You just signed all the joint assets of the company over to King Enterprises, Sal. Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Tuccioni.
What is this? What the hell's going down here?
You are, Sal. It's over. You had a good run, but it's time to walk away.
Walk away? What the hell is this? I don't walk away from Jack! Nobody takes from Salvador Tuccioni. Nobody! This is bull. It's nothing but paper!
Paper covers rocks, Sal. It's all legal in a court of law.
I am the law, you freaking witch! I'll shoot you!
Me first.
It's over, Sal. We are discussing your retirement plan now. You can choose immediate, or you can go to your granddaughter's Christmas pageant and enjoy the rest of your life. Which will it be?
Bob, 40 years, you and me.
I'm sorry, Sal. They're just too powerful.
So this is what Parker was grooming you for. She would have been proud. Even looked like her.
That's it. I've done what you wanted. I am out.
You don't have to be involved with the day-to-day. You could just stay on as a consultant.
No! I'm out. I don't want any part of it.
How can you turn your back on an opportunity like this? It's what you were born to do.
No, it's not!
You're a natural, Chuvansky. You have a gift for this type of business.
That's what scares the hell out of me. I'm out.
Chuvansky!
What?!
You sure this is really what you want?
You gave me your word, Mary Beth.
Okay, have it your way. Catch you. Where will you go?
Wherever she wants. Why is this door locked? Francine? Open up! Francine! Francine! Open the door! Francine!
Shut!
Franc! She's gone!
Veronica?
You've been listening to Episode 7 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 9, Child of Rage by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomty. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomty. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Additional music by Shane Ivers. Sarah Palmero was Tambi. Vanessa Van Zera was Cachou. Nicole Tomty was Francine. James Hickson was Sal. Chris Honeywell was Robert. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.